Hello everyone and welcome to an audio tutorial for inclusiveandroid.com. This is Warren Carr and this afternoon I'm going to be demonstrating how to get the OK Google voice detection going on. I'll start with the Lollipop device, and that's going to be my Galaxy S4, an older phone from about three years ago, because I got it in 2013 when it first came out. So I'm going to go ahead and demonstrate that using this device. I don't have an older version. I would love to have started, you know, this tutorial with something like a KitKat device. I don't, however, have one. So I have the Galaxy Note 2 that I haven't upgraded, so I'm going to find that, and actually it's my wife's, but she no longer uses it. So I'm going to find that and also try to see if I could set that up, but for now, I'm going to try doing this using my Galaxy S4. Now, the things to bear in mind, when you're doing this, is to be sure that you have the following handy. Number one, make sure that you have internet access. Number two, be sure that you have a headset ready. Number three, be sure that you have mastered how to unload and reload your TalkBack. In other words, find a way to suspend TalkBack and then resume TalkBack. I am not talking about stopping TalkBack as a running service, rather, I'm talking about suspending it temporarily. So once you have all of those things handy, then you are indeed ready to train your phone to respond to the OK Google now within any screen that you may find yourself. So let's go ahead and give that a try. I am running the Vocalizer TTS on this phone, on my Galaxy S4. 5:39 p.m. So I just turned that back on. So what we want to do is go to the Google Now page. Now there are actually two or three different ways, and let's start with the most mundane way of doing it. So I'm gonna go into my settings and I'm gonna pull down my notification bar using my two fingers to swipe down from the top to open up the notification bar. So let's do that.
Notification shade.
All right, so I'm going to swipe down again there we go. And I'm going to find the settings now and tap on it. Right on the top right corner, the second button from the right on the top right corner.
Settings button.
Settings.
Notification shade. Settings.
So when you're in settings, you would want to go to language and keyboard input. So let's scroll up. I'm sorry, I don't have the sounds enabled in my TalkBack. I just don't like those. I've always complained about those. So
accounts. Language backup and reset. Language and input.
Language and input.
Language and input. Showing items 1 to 9 of 17.
In language and input, now we need to go down to get to where it says voice search or something relating to that. I'm just scrolling up. I'm scrolling up now.
Swift key beta keyboard, speech, voice input, text to speech output, voice input.
Okay.
Voice input. Speech 1 to 3 of 3. Enlist, enhance Google services, full hot word and interaction.
In voice input, I'm sorry, let me go back because I think I lost you there.
Items 1 to 3 of 3.
I don't want to lose anyone here. No child left behind, okay? So we're looking for voice input, right? So there's voice input.
Text to speech output. Mouse pointer speed.
And voice input.
Swift key beta keyboard. Swift key beta keyboard. Speech. Voice input.
So voice input. If I tap on it, just pay attention.
Voice input. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
This is what it says.
Enlist voice input services.
Voice input services.
Enlist enhanced Google services. Full hot word and interaction.
Okay, now that we are in this screen that has
enhanced Google services, full hot word and interaction.
There you go. So what we need to do to the right of that is the launch engine settings. And we go ahead and find that to the right of that.
Voice input services. Out of this search, inlet launch engine settings button.
Tap on launch engine settings.
Settings. Showing items 1 to 7 of 7.
And now listen to what it says. We have 7 items. So we got, starting from the top, we've got...
English, languages, default language, English, US.
That's English, US. Go down.
Okay, Google detection.
Okay, Google detection. And this is the most important one.
Hands-free.
Hands-free, I mean, that you could go in there, basically, hey, make it work with your Bluetooth devices or wired devices, whatever the case may be, and all of that, blah, blah, blah.
Offline speech recognition, managed download languages.
Let's go down.
Speech output on.
So speech output is on, go down.
Offline speech recognition, managed download languages.
When you tap there, you can choose the languages that you want to make available for the OK Google voice detection, so that even if you're in an airplane mode, you can still use your OK Google Now voice actions to do the things that you want to do using your voice commands. Let's go down.
Block offensive words. Hide recognized offensive voice results. On switch. Bluetooth headset. Records audio through Bluetooth headset if available. Off switch.
That's off, so I can turn it on.
Checked. Records audio through Bluetooth headset if available. On switch.
That's the last one. Now, as I said earlier, our most important boy here is going to be the one that says the OK Google detection. So let's find the OK Google detection and tap on it and observe what happens.
OK Google detection.
I'm going to tap on it.
OK Google detection. Showing item 1 of 1.
When I tap on OK Google detection, it says showing item 1 of 1. And if I... explore, here's what I'll find.
From the Google app, say OK Google to start a voice search from the Google app or any home screen in the Google Now launcher. On switch.
So here, we're told that from the Google app, which means the OK Google Now page, or from the home screen, we can say OK Google to make the voice detection work. And I'm going to test it. So I'm going to hit my home key and go back to home. We're going to come back here. Don't worry. We'll be right back. So I'll go back to home. See if it'll work for me. So let's see. Okay, Google. What's the weather in my location?
It's 68 degrees and mostly cloudy in Moxie.
So it tells me it's 68 degrees and mostly cloudy in my location, a little town called Moxie here in Washington. I'm going to ask it now. The Okay Google page is open.
June 16th, 5:45 p.m. temperature, 68 degrees Fahrenheit, sky condition, mostly cloudy, feels like 68 degrees, day 67 degrees, night 44 degrees.
Okay, so I'm going to be going down to 44 degrees tonight. So anyway, so from here, I'm going to ask it to see if it will tell me what the temperature is in my friend's home, my friend Olisigan in Denver, see how hot it is or how cold it is in Denver. Okay, Google, what's the weather in Denver, Colorado?
It's 90 degrees and sunny in Denver.
Google. 90 degrees and sunny in Denver. Okay, so that works just fine. However, if I turn off the screen or if I go to another screen, let's go home here. Let's say I go to the Google app. I mean, the Google Play Store.
Filter, browsers, file browsers. Filter, ebook readers. Filter, Google.
Okay, I'm going to find my, say, Play Store.
Play Music. Play Store. Edit. Google. Whoops. Play Store. Folder name to Google. Folder name to Google. Keyboard hidden. Play Store.
All right. Give me Play Store.
Play
okay.
Anytime. Popular casual games. More.
If I say, okay, Google. Okay, Google. Okay, Google. Now, you know, like the prophets of Baal and Elijah in the Old Testament, in the Bible, I could say, okay, Google, till I'm blue in the... Whoops. Don't say... Now, see, it's responding because I'm back to home key. I could say that word till I'm blue in the face, and it's never going to work. And this is why it is important to set it up. So I would be able to say, okay, Google, from within the Play Store, or from within any web page, or from within any application for that matter, for it to work. So let's go back to where we left, and that was, we had gone to summarize, was to go into settings, and then language and keyboard input, and then we tap on, voice, okay, Google detection. So that's one way you could do it to bring up the OK Google detection. Or another way would be to bring up the Google Now page, and I'm going to do that. I'm just going to do that by swiping from left to right with two fingers to bring that page into view. So I swipe now from left to right.
Long press MISC. Google Now. Long press Google Now can't be reached at the moment. Content was last updated 2 hours ago. Upcoming. Recent orders. Card menu. LG K7 is 330 DSM 40.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. So here I am. I am on the Google Now page. And by the way, I could say that magic word here and it would work as well, or from the home screen. But we want to be able to make it work everywhere. Okay. So here on the Google Now page, what we need to do is find and tap on the menu on the top left corner of the device. So let's locate and tap on that place that says menu near the top left corner.
Menu button, Google Now.
Okay, I tap there.
Custom settings.
And what we're looking for is it pops up a menu and you're looking for something that says settings.
Cut settings.
Settings, there we go.
Google Now can't be reached at the moment. Content was last updated 2 hours ago.
What's going on? So there are 10 items here. And what we're looking for here is something that says voice.
In list, accounts and privacy, link. Search language, link. Voice, link.
So voice link, and you tap on it.
Voice. Showing items 1 to 7 of 7.
So we're exactly where we were when we went through the language and keyboard settings area to get to this area. And so we got to this area going the way we just did. And so there are 7 items. And let's explore to be sure that everything here is the same as we saw when we went through via the means of language and keyboard input. So let's look here.
In list, languages, default language, English, US.
There we go.
Okay, Google detection.
There we go.
Hands-free. Speech output on. Offline speech recognition. Manage downloaded languages. Block offensive words. Hide recognized offensive voice results. On switch. Bluetooth headset. Records audio through Bluetooth headset if available. On switch.
All right. So those are the items. Now, the most important thing here now is the OK Google detection. OK Google voice detection, as I said earlier. So what I will do is I'm going to try to find where that OK Google voice detection. No, before I do that, let's go ahead and tap on that and you'll see what happens.
Hands-free. Okay, Google detection. Okay, Google detection. Showing item 1 of 1.
We have one item. Listen, the same thing.
From the Google app, say okay Google to start a voice search from the Google app or any home screen in the Google Now launcher on switch.
That's it. Okay, I'm going to back out.
Voice.
Okay.
Showing items 1 to 6.
Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to suspend TalkBack.
In list, hands-free. Languages, default language.
But first, I'm going to find where the OK Google is. So you have nothing to lose. You can repeat this process over and over again till you get it right. So don't feel bad if you miss the first instance or miss the first, where the OK Google detection is when you turn off or suspend your TalkBack. Can do it over and over till you find it. So just pay attention as to the general area where this OK Google voice detection is located on your screen, so you find out relative to where the top of the screen is to where that thing is. So that's what I'm employing here. So I'm going to find out where my OK Google voice detection is located relative to the top of my device. So let's find out.
Languages, default language, English, US.
That's the first one. I go down.
Okay, Google detection.
On my phone, it's about 2 inches from the top, or maybe an inch and a half to be exact. Okay.
So Google detection.
I'm going to suspend TalkBack. I'm going to do the gesture you could do if you've set it out right in the TalkBack settings, whereby you've enabled the holding down of both the up and down volumes to suspend TalkBack. At this moment now, you can hold down both of those keys to suspend TalkBack. Now, I'm not sure if I did. So since I'm not sure, I'm just going to go through the manual process of suspending TalkBack by bringing down the global menus of TalkBack by drawing a line down, then curving to the right and bringing down the TalkBack global menu. So I'll do that right now. Swipe down and curve to the right.
Alert global context menu, showing items 1 to 8 of 8.
Here I am in global context menu, and I'm going to find the one that says suspend talkback or pause feedback, whatever the language is.
Read for next item. Pause feedback.
Pause feedback.
Tap to activate.
Tap.
Void talkback suspended.
And talkback tells me talkback is suspended. Now, I remember exactly as to where my OK Google voice detection is. Now, I may miss it, but I'm going to try. I'm going to tap and see if I get it. Okay, now I've tapped on something, and of course, we don't have talkback to tell us what is going on. So at this point, you need to resume talkback. And for me, since I wasn't sure if I've enabled the volume up and down volume keys to resume, to suspend and resume talkback, I'm just going to hit the power key, and that will turn off my screen, and turning it back on is going to resume talkback, and then it'll put me where I am right now that I'm not hearing any feedback from. So I'm going to hit the power button right now. Watch. Okay. The screen is off, so I'm going to turn it back on, and at that point, we're going to hear talkback resumed or something to that effect.
Talkback resumed.
Perfect. So I'm going to swipe up with two fingers from the bottom to unlock my screen.
Device unlocked. Okay, Google detection.
All right. So let's see what we find here. The last time when we got in here, all we found was from the home screen or from the Google Now page, you can say, okay, Google, to launch it, and there was a check mark. But here, let's see what we find, and pay attention, please.
In list, from the Google app, say, okay, Google, to start a voice search from the Google app or any home screen in the Google Now launcher, on switch.
There we go. Let's go down.
Personal results. Allow personal results and actions when your phone is securely locked. Off switch. Disabled.
Uh-huh.
From any screen, responds to your voice. Works when the screen is on or the device is charging. Off switch.
So that is off. That's the one we were not finding. We were not finding this too. All that we were finding earlier with TalkBack on was this one that says,
from the Google app, say OK Google to start a voice search from the Google app or any home screen in the Google Now launcher, on switch.
So the other two items, which are,
from any screen, responds to your voice, works when the screen is on or the device is charging, off switch.
That one was not here. Second one,
personal results, allow personal results and actions when your phone is securely locked, off switch, disabled.
And the reason why that one is disabled is because the second one has not been checked. If that one is not checked, this one remains grayed out. Okay, so now I'm going to tap on the second one, which says,
from the Google app, say OK Google to start a voice search from the Google app or any home screen in the Google Now launcher, on switch.
No, not that one, this one.
From any screen, responds to your voice, works when the screen is on or the device is charging, off switch.
Perfect, so watch this. I'm going to tap on it.
Google app.
Okay, listen.
Get things done without typing. Just say OK Google whenever the screen is on, even on the lock screen or while using your favorite apps.
All right. And at the bottom of that, there's a Get Started.
Get Started button.
Now, this is where you need a headset. Now, if I put on my headset, I'm going to put on my headset. And I'm not going to leave you guys hanging. But I'm going to put on my headset. Sorry, I had to get up and go get a headset. So, find myself a headset here, and it's best, you know, just use your wired headset probably. I mean, you could use a Bluetooth one since you've enabled that earlier on. But this time, I'm just, the one closest to me now is a wired headset. And so I just plug that in now. And what I'm going to do now is tap on the Get Started. And of course, you're not going to hear what is going on. But maybe let me let you hear what goes on when I tap on that, just to be sure. So I'm going to tap on Get Started with the headset unplugged. Here's what we get.
Get Started button.
And listen here.
Just say OK Google 3 times.
Okay, so since it does that, I'm going to put on my headset now and say that word. OK Google. OK Google. OK Google. I'm going to unplug my headset now so you can hear what happened now that I've done that. Here's what we have as a result of what I just did. Here, pay attention.
Your phone can now recognize your voice when you say OK Google. Respond to OK Google whenever the screen is on or the device is charging. Search queries will be tied to your Google account. You can manage them in your Google Activity Controls. You can change these settings at any time in the Google Search app. Finish button.
There you go. So I'm going to tap on Finish.
Okay, Google Detection. In list, personal results. Allow personal results and actions when your phone is securely locked. Off switch, disabled.
All right, so we are back. And I'm going to exit. I believe that I've Google finished it. And I'm going to go to the Play Store where I was trying.
Folder, ebook readers.
See if it works.
Folder, Google. Folder opened, 4x3, page 1 of 1. Play Store. Play Store.
Okay, Google. What's the weather?
It's 68 degrees and mostly cloudy in Moxie.
So, when it says that, now the overlay, now my Play Store is now covered by the Google screen. I could just hit the back key. So I'm back in the Google Play Store. So let's see. Okay, Google. Send a text message to Gary Melkonian.
Text Gary Melkonian. Sure. Google. What's the message?
Hello, Gary, comma. When you get this buddy, question mark, would you give me a would you give me a call? Period.
You want to send it or change it?
Change it.
What's the message?
Hello, Gary, comma. When you get this, comma, would you please, comma, give me a ring, question mark?
Got it. Do you want to send it or change it?
Read it.
Here's your text to Gary Melkonian. Hello, Jerry. When you get this, would you please give me a ring? Do you want to send it or change it?
Cancel.
Okay, no problem.
Canceled.
All right, so there we go.
Exercise your brain.
Now, on the home screen, I could say, okay, Google, what's the weather in New York City?
It's 69 degrees and cloudy Google. In New York.
All right. Okay, now let's say I go to something that is just like a folder.
Folder opened, 3x3.
Okay, Google. What's the weather in Chicago, Illinois?
It's 65 degrees and cloudy in Chicago.
There we go. Okay, now I'm going to turn off the screen. And as I said, this may not even work on an older device. This thing is running Lollipop 5.01 or something like that. If I were running a 5.1.1, it would be a different story. Now, I have a Moto E here that I could try, but this little tutorial is getting a little too long. And so I'm going to turn off the screen and see if this thing would respond to it or not. Now, I could bank on it that it's not going to work. Because this has been part of the problem. So let's see.
Lock screen. Screen off.
Okay, Google. Okay, Google. All right, so it didn't work. All right. Now, if I stop TalkBack as a running service, I don't believe it would run because
notification shade.
Of the Quick fact sense. That this thing is running an older version of the OS, but I'm going to try
and
see what happens.
Notification shade. Setting.
So I'm going to go into settings here and
accounts.
Let's go. I'm going to take off TalkBack in its totality.
Accessibility.
All right, then TalkBack.
Showing out in list, TalkBack on. TalkBack.
Let's turn it off. Well, as you can see, it doesn't work. So I'm going to turn back my phone, and I'm going to hold down my power key to enable TalkBack. I'm going to put my two fingers down. Whoops, excuse me.
Keep holding down two fingers to enable accessibility. Accessibility enabled.
All right, so I'm back.
Slide with two fingers for scrolling lock screen.
I'm back with TalkBack. And, well, folks, the next one that I'm going to do is going to be the Android N preview. And that actually is going to be a whole lot easier than using a Lollipop device. And I think maybe on the third day or so, if I have time, I will use my Moto E that is more updated than my Lollipop app, my Galaxy S4 device, and see what the differences are. Okay, now I'm going to demonstrate, just before we bring this thing to a close, launching apps. Okay, Google, launch WhatsApp.
Google, WhatsApp.
There's WhatsApp right there.
Welcome to WhatsApp.
Right, so I'm going to exit out of WhatsApp.
Home screen 103.
Okay, Google, open KNFB Reader.
Google, the KNFB Reader. Install the KNFB Reader is an app that converts printed text into high-quality speech. It provides accurate, fast, and three period. Install KNFB Reader button.
Ah, I see. I don't have it installed here. So let's try some app that I have installed. That's fine.
Filter, Google.
Let me make sure.
Filter.
Let's call, apps. I don't know if I have access note. Okay, Google, open access note.
Google, access note, showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
There it is.
Edit box, search all notes. New, more options button. New folder. Edit box, search all note. New folder, new note.
There we go, let's see.
Home screen 1 of 3.
Let's try one more thing. Okay, Google, go to ebay.com.
Opening web page.
Google, go to this website. Go to this website. Chrome. Yeah, electronics, cars, fashion, collectibles, coupons, and more. eBay. 131633196169. Link.
What do I want to do here? Well,
LG Tone Pro HBS 760 wireless Bluetooth headphones, black and white or blue. LG Tone Pro HBS 760 wireless Bluetooth headphones, black and white or blue. $19.99 was $69.99, 71% off. Link.
Okay, well, there you go. You know, if you want an LG Tone headset, you can pick it up for $19. All right, let's try one more thing. What else do I have here? Okay, Google, open CamFind.
CamFind.
There it is.
CamFind. Button is now HDR off.
There it is.
Button unlabeled. Capture.
There we go. Well, until next time, friends, this is your friend, Warren Carr, saying thank you so much for taking the time to listen, and God bless everyone. Bye-bye. Thank you.